Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do we need an intro?
You tell me.
And there we go. This is r/AmITheJerk. Am I the jerk for leaving my babies inside by themselves? I am a 20-year-old mother of triplets who are only 2 months old. I never expected ever in my life that I would be a mother to triplets. So when I first became pregnant, it was definitely the last thing on my mind. I'm home with my babies all day long and I had to even transfer my education to online. Sometimes I just need some fresh air, especially when I can't get them to stop crying and I find myself getting super frustrated to the point of tears. It's honestly so hard and the dad isn't here to help as he's either at work or at school. My fiance's parents rented us a main floor apartment, so when I step outside, I'm literally just sitting on the chair right beside the door. Plus, I have a baby monitor set up in their room and it has a camera on it. I can literally see them and hear them, so if anything happened, I'd be able to quickly get to them. Being able to step outside for a few minutes to take a breather is really important to me because I start to have mini panic attacks when I can't get them to stop crying. And I get really frustrated because I just feel super overwhelmed. Being able to go outside just gives me a chance to calm down. My fiance came home to me sitting outside while the babies were crying and freaked out on me, calling me a horrible mum and a bunch of other names that I'm not gonna list here. He thinks that I was being super neglectful and putting the babies in harm's way, and he even told his parents, and now everyone seems to be really against me. I grew up in the system. My fiance's family is the only family I've ever known, so it breaks my heart that they're so upset with me. But I really don't think I was doing anything wrong or putting my babies in harm's way, but they seem to think otherwise. So here I am wondering if I should apologize for my actions or if I'm the jerk in this situation. Okay, strong start. For me, no, you're not the jerk here. I kind of get it from your husband's perspective a little bit, but you have to be able to have at least 1 or 2 minutes rest. You can't just look after your children 24/7, like be in the same room as them 24/7 is what I'm trying to say. The truth is, you still got them on the baby monitor. You're right outside in case anything was to happen. Being in the room or being outside looking on a monitor doesn't really change anything. And as you've said, it's very important for your anxiety. You're having mini panic attacks. You need to sort something out. It's a lot of stress and you have a few minutes rest. That's okay with me. Am I the jerk for wanting hot food? Yesterday, I went ice skating with my girlfriend. Tuesday is one of her days for dinner, so she made chicken salad. When I saw the chicken salad, I admit I made a face. She was like, "What? What's the problem?" I said that we were outside in the cold all afternoon and I wasn't really in the mood for cold food. She said we're inside, the heat is set to 74 and we're both wearing warm, dry clothes, so it's plenty warm enough to eat salad. I said sure, but I just wanted something warm to heat me up on the inside. She said that was ridiculous because my internal temperature is in the 90s and my insides are plenty hot. At this point, we were going in circles, so I said I was just going to heat up some soup and told her to go ahead and start eating and I'd be back in a few minutes. When I came out of the kitchen with my soup, she was clearly upset and she asked how I would feel if she refused to eat what I made tomorrow, which is today. I said I wouldn't care and she said that was BS because it's rude to turn your nose up at something someone made for you. So, was I the jerk for not wanting cold salad after being cold all day? Yeah, your girlfriend is completely right. Like, she's absolutely correct. If she did the same thing to you, you would be very annoyed. It's just a fact. And you saying that you wouldn't care is BS. She is correct once again. It doesn't matter what she makes, and it doesn't matter what you really like, to be honest. The fact that she's spent time making you food and you just throw it back in her face and do your own thing, yeah, it's very rude and you are the jerk. Simple as that. Am I the jerk for moving my son into a rental apartment after finding out that his dad's been cancelling his job applications? My son, Aiden, who is 23, moved back in with us upon graduating college as my husband wanted. My husband's original plan was to have Aiden live with us for free, but stay home and help with his disabled younger brother, who is 16. Aiden started complaining about needing money and wanted to find a job. My husband was against this and even offered to double his allowance, but Aiden was growing tired of staying at home. So he began looking for jobs here and there for over a year, but none of his job applications came through. He just applied and they never got back to him. We were confused by this until recently, I found out that my husband was behind all the job applications being cancelled. He'd wait until Aiden applied, then he'd proceed to cancel the application by impersonating him and using his email. I blew up at him at this, but his justification is that he's just trying to make sure that our younger son is cared for by Aiden, and he said that Aiden has been a big help and him getting a job will affect his care for his brother. I went ahead and rented an apartment for Aiden and told him to stay there until he finds a job and starts paying for it himself. himself. Aiden was hurt upon knowing what his dad did. My husband was livid when he found out. He called me unhinged and said that I was separating the boys and teaching Aiden to become selfish and care more about a job than family. He also said it was a huge decision for me to rent an apartment without even running it with him. He's been giving me hell about it and is calling me a terrible mother for encouraging Aiden to be selfish and self-centered. He said I needed to see and understand why he did what he did. To be honest, I don't even want to answer the question of are you the jerk here, really. Because the main thing is, your husband is very weird. Aiden's dad, that is. What's he doing? Seriously, what's he doing? Does he really think it's worth jeopardizing the future of one of his sons just for the other one? I get it. The 16-year-old is going to take a lot more care and obviously, you know, attention than the 23-year-old. But that shouldn't mean that you force a 23-year-old to not live their life just to look after his younger brother. The fact is, he's been doing it for a long time anyway. He's 23 now. He needs to go and live his own life. And ultimately, a 16-year-old has two parents that can look after him, I'm sure. I don't think you should force Aiden to not move out, not get a job. Simple as that. Am I the jerk for pulling my pants down and showing my husband my underwear after he insisted that I was on my period when I wasn't? My husband has a bad habit of blaming my behavior or reactions on my period. For example, when we argue, he'd say, I won't argue anymore since you tend to act crazy when you're on your period. Or even say, I know you didn't mean to do or say that, but couldn't help it since it's that time of the month for you. It's so irritating and it prevents me from being allowed to express myself. It happened again last night at the dinner table. We had an argument about him forgetting to fill my car with gas after he used it. And when I expressed my frustration, he said, we're not going to talk about this now since you appear to be on your period. I said that I was not on my period and that this was just me feeling frustrated with him. But he insisted that he won't talk about this then and insisted he won't hear what I had to say since you must be on your period since you're being irrational during this argument. I snapped. I'd had enough. So I got up, stood in front of him while he was still eating and pulled down my pants to show him my underwear. He made a grossed out face and shouted, frick, that's nasty. I'm eating my dang dinner. We had a full-blown argument and he said I acted horribly and ruined his appetite by pulling that nasty move. He told me to grow up and stop being spiteful over nothing. He keeps saying I grossed him out during dinner and made him go to bed hungry. So, am I the jerk? Did I overreact? Once again, I'm not entirely sure what's going on in this episode, but we just seem to have a lot of strange men. Maybe that's men in general. What can I say? But in all seriousness, this guy is very weird. Doesn't even matter if you're the jerk or not in this spot. Get rid of him. Like, the weirdest guy ever. I don't understand. Like, how do you actually marry someone that says, oh, I can't have an argument with you because you're on your period? If I was a girl, I wouldn't marry someone who said that. I'd be like, they wouldn't even be my boyfriend or girl. Like, you know, I just wouldn't be with them. You know, maybe he's great in bed. I don't know. Just seems very odd and I would definitely sack him off. Am I the jerk for showing up to my husband's doctor's appointment? My husband has been dealing with some health issues the past few weeks and has been frequently visiting the doctor. I asked if I could go with him, but he refused, saying it wouldn't be necessary. When I asked why he wouldn't want me with him, he said he felt more comfortable having privacy with his doctor. I jokingly asked if his doctor was a woman and he glanced at me. I anticipated his next doctor's appointment and decided to go and meet him there. He went, and 10 minutes later, I entered the office. I identified myself as his wife, and he was shocked when he saw me. I greeted his doctor, a man, lol, and we talked, but my husband refused to even look my way and refused to speak as well. We left the office together, and he went off on me in the car, saying I shouldn't have followed him, and came into the doctor's office after he asked me for some privacy. I said it was alright, I'm his wife. I already know what his issues are and I just wanted to show support. He said I overstepped his one boundary and refused to respect his wish and made him more stressed than he already is in these hard times that he's going through. I thought he overreacted, but am I the jerk? Finally, a woman in the wrong. It's good to see, because I was getting a little bit worried there about all the men doing terrible things. The one thing that your husband has said to you is please do not come to my doctor's appointments. And also, your health is literally the most private thing, right? And I get it, he's your husband, but he's genuinely said to you, this one thing I would like to do privately, and you've disrespected him. So yes, you're the jerk. Like, what are you even going there for? I don't really understand, like, what's the point? Just, you said afterwards that you speak to him about it and you know what the issue is. So if you know what the issue is, why are you then going to the doctor's appointment to speak to his doctor? It just sounds like you're very insecure, to be honest, because you're saying, oh, is the doctor a girl? Maybe that's the main reason. Because your husband's telling you everything anyway. Very odd behavior. You're the jerk. Am I the jerk for prioritizing my son's dog over my wife's pregnancy? When my son, who is now 14, was 8 years old, we got a dog. He's half Great Dane and half some dog my friend's dog met during an unauthorized absence. My son loves this dog and does all the care for him, except vet stuff, and is a very responsible dog owner. This dog is pretty much his best friend. My wife is 12 weeks pregnant, and ever since we confirmed the pregnancy, she's been acting weird around the dog. She avoids him, puts her hand over her stomach when he's around, and jolts whenever he makes noise. Today she told me she wants to rehome the dog. I asked her what she was talking about. She said she's been having anxiety that he will jump on her. This is completely unreasonable. He doesn't jump on people. We train him not to jump on people or run into people very young because he's half Great Dane, and I felt this was important for all dogs, but especially one who could possibly grow to such a large size, which he did. There is no reason for her to think the dog will jump on her. She said there's no way to know for sure that the dog won't jump on her, and if he does, our baby could be hurt. This dog has never so much as growled at her. She said that even if the dog doesn't jump on her, her anxiety about it is bad for her health. She said she needs the dog elsewhere for her safety and the baby's. I told her that there was no way. My son got this dog right after he lost his mum and imprinted on him hard. Sometimes I think he loves the dog more than me. I'm not taking his dog. The dog didn't do anything. My wife said that I am prioritizing the dog over her pregnancy. The dog isn't a threat to her pregnancy. If this were any other unreasonable request, I would do it just because she's pregnant. I just can't break my son's heart over a fear she has that makes no sense. So, am I being a jerk? Now, I think the title of this one, Am I the Jerk for Prioritizing My Son's Dog Over My Wife's Pregnancy, is a little bit, you know, cheeky, because it sounds way worse than it actually is. You're not really prioritizing your son's dog over your wife's pregnancy. Yes, in literal senses you are, but in reality, you're prioritizing your son and the amazing bond that he has with this dog, your dog, who is your best friend, the dog who's done nothing wrong, over your wife's pregnancy. And that's a difference. Look, for your wife, fair enough, I get it. Maybe she has just got a little bit anxious because there's a dog roaming around and she's pregnant. And that is absolutely completely fair, by the way. For me, it doesn't necessarily even matter if the dog has never done anything like that in the past before, because you said, like, yeah, it is unreasonable to think that they will do that, but unreasonable thoughts are sometimes justified. And if it's going to make her more comfortable, I get why she's thinking that way. I don't know about rehoming, though. That seems very unfair. However, what I will say is that she is jeopardizing your son and his future and his mental well-being. Now, does she think that's fair? Because I certainly don't. And if it's all right, realistically as it is, then there's no reason to change anything. You've got to think of the damage that that could do to your son if you were to take away his best friend. You know what? I've actually just seen a great point in the comments, by the way. Not the jerk. Has she stopped driving? Has she started using a wheelchair so she won't fall? Is she refusing to use the stairs? If you kind of get what this comment is saying, is she doing lots of other things to protect the baby? No, it's very unlikely. So why has she just changed her mind on the dog? I don't know. Maybe something's gone wrong there. Again, I genuinely don't mind her thinking this way because, look, she's pregnant. She's literally raising a child inside of her. If you want to, you know, take precautions, fine. But it is weird that she's just having this one thing about the dog and seemingly nothing else in her life.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Am I the jerk for calling my boyfriend dumb for boiling salmon? So this happened yesterday. I came home from work in the evening and saw something cooking on the stove. I asked my boyfriend and he said he was boiling salmon. I was taken aback, like, completely. I asked him to repeat what he said and he so casually said it again. I was like, ooh, who boils salmon? He made a face and didn't reply. I told him it wasn't right and that I'd never heard of salmon being boiled, like egg and water type of boiling. He said it was all right and he likes it cooked that way. I called him dumb for this, to which he reacted by snapping and saying, who the frick says I can't boil salmon? I said, common sense? He replied, screw common sense. I bet it's no longer common sense to eat an apple from an apple tree in this time and age. We had an argument and he started ignoring me, saying he felt hurt and disrespected when I called him dumb and is now waiting for an apology. So, am I the jerk? Now look, as you can probably tell by looking at me or listening to me, I am a very, very accomplished chef. Let's just say that. And even I would never boil salmon. How stupid is that? Said no one ever. Like, who cares? You know? Who actually cares how you cook salmon? I don't know if you can boil salmon. I haven't done it personally. However, if it actually cooks the food and it's edible, then you can do it. Maybe it doesn't taste great. I don't know. Any budding chefs in the comments, let me know. For me, I don't know why you'd even care. Like, why do you care that a salmon's being boiled? If it tastes nice, it tastes nice. Simple as that.
Would I be the jerk if I didn't let my husband attend the baby shower or birth of our child? My husband and I have a 3-year-old daughter. He was happy when I told him she was a girl. We're having another, and when I had my ultrasound, I was told it was another girl. Again, my husband was happy. It turns out though that I was told wrong, and it's actually a boy we're having, and my husband has now freaked out in excitement. His reaction to us having a boy was nothing like either of his reactions to having a girl. He was actually jumping around and yelling. He immediately called all his friends and family. He kept hugging and swinging our daughter around, telling her she's getting a brother. I confronted him about not being this excited about having girls, and he said, because I wanted a boy. I got so angry. I don't want him at the baby shower. I guess it's not really a baby shower as we're not asking for anything, but still, or the birth. He thought I was kidding at first, but once he realized I was serious, he got really upset and started an argument over it. So, would I be the jerk if I didn't let him attend the baby shower or birth?
Well then, I think we've come to our most unreasonable jerk of this episode so far. You can't come to the birth of our baby because you showed excitement at its gender. Does that make any sense? Now, I would understand it if he'd been very disappointed at having a girl and was always like, oh, I wanted a boy, I didn't want a girl in the first place, etc, etc. However, having a preference between a boy and a girl, I think is completely fine. Like, let's be honest, it's natural. You're probably going to lean one way or the other. Like, if we're being completely honest, if you really thought about it, you're probably like, I don't really mind, but maybe 51% a boy, maybe 51% a girl. You know, up to you. However, he loves your daughter. He was very happy at having another girl, but a little bit more happy at having a boy. He's already got a girl as well. Remember that. So maybe that makes a difference. I don't know. I mean, I'm so excited. I've just chinned my mic. Get me an invite to the baby shower. That's all I'll say.
Am I the jerk for showing up at my ex's wedding in a pretty dress? My ex and I had a peaceful divorce. We co-parent our 3 children together, and there haven't really been many issues. My ex is getting married to Stephanie. I like Stephanie. She's been great with my kids and makes my ex happy. My ex invited me to their wedding and I was happy for him. It was my day with the kids, so it made sense for me to come, was his reasoning. When I arrived at the wedding though, Stephanie thanked me for dropping the kids off and then brushed me off. We'd never had any issues before. I explained that I was going to stay for the reception and she was very upset. I was confused because I assumed she knew I'd be in attendance. It turned out she didn't consider that I'd actually accept the invitation. I told her that I was invited, and since I took the 2-hour drive, I'd be staying for the entire duration. She didn't like this response. Stephanie asked me to leave, and I stood my ground. She went on to complain about my dress upstaging hers. My ex and former mother-in-law helped her to calm down, and the wedding shortly began. I thought that was the end of it, but later, in private, Stephanie accused me of trying to ruin her special day. She's convinced that I wanted to show off and make the wedding about my divorce. She said it was rude for me to not leave after the bride requested it because it was her special day. I told her that I'm not responsible for her insecurities, and once again reminded her that I have no interest in stealing my ex back. You know what? It is great to end an Am I the Jerk episode with a jerk. It just doesn't get any better than that. It's the whole point of the subreddit, and this is why I love posts like this. How can you ever think that you're in the right here? You're just not. It's as simple as that. And I keep saying simple as that because it really is. Okay, apparently OP has actually posted, just reading the comments here, she's actually posted the dress that she wore on her profile. Just gonna get it up right here. Oh, a red wedding dress. I wonder why there was a problem. I mean, honestly, why do people say, oh, I didn't know what I did wrong, and then you look at what they actually wore and it's that? Obviously, there's gonna be a problem here. It says beach wedding dress in the title. Only thing that we can do at this moment, guys, me and you together, I'll buy one, you buy the other. There's only 2 left in stock. Let's stop this from happening ever again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.